WTR, W4DJW.
All right, thanks for the pictures. P-38, a Spitfire, a Span or something else up there. They said, they always say the Spitfire is one of the most beautiful fighters ever developed. I disagree. I think the F4U far exceeds that one. What'd you call that place? Bernie said, write it down. Wild Wings?
Aces. Think about the aces of World War II, the ace of pilots. Wild aces. And there's a P-51D Mustang in the back corner over there, too. You might have to zoom in on a little bit to see that one. I'm kind of biased toward the P-51D for the beauty of the airplane. It's hard to beat a P-51D.
Better on that, Dave. I wrote that down. In Bernice started to use my RAM, random access memory. But I think it's temporary, but she's a lot better than I am. We will try that. Yes, I agree with you. P-51 is awesome. I've got pictures standing beside some of them. I like the, now this isn't as pretty an airplane, but the A-1 Sky Raider. It was a SPAT, they called him in Vietnam. We give them to the Vietnamese Air Force. It was a single engine, I think 3350 engine in it. And my uncle was landing at Cherry Point, North Carolina, and he did a torque roll. He missed the first approach, which was very rare for him. Yeah, he was a captain in the Marine Corps. And so he come in for the second approach, and he got over where you get ground effect and that, and I guess he gunned it a little bit, and the aircraft rotated slightly around the axis of the engine because it was so big, and they called it a torque roll, and he went end over end, and it killed him. That was the first military funeral I ever went to back in the late 50s, I guess it was, Dave.
My uncle's brothers, I don't know if he'd be my uncle or not. I don't think he was my uncle. He wasn't married to any of my mother's sisters. But he was flying, had three of his friends up, and did something very similar to that, what you were describing, except when he caught this snow in and it was low visibility, and I think he came in too hot, too fast, and tried to land anyway. And wound up doing a cartwheel, tail to wingtip to nose to wingtip to tail to wingtip to nose. That kind of a cartwheel is how he ended up, and none of them survived. So, yeah, that's a dangerous time. And taking off's not so bad. Flying's not bad at all. A controlled crash is very difficult to achieve.
Yeah, even, I think they call that porpoising. He probably just went a little too far with it. And coming in hot, that'll do it. But not being a pilot, I can't speak for them, but takeoffs and landings are bad places to have a problem, that's for sure. Sometimes I thought that when we landed on the aircraft carrier. We call them controlled crashes.
JC4SKD. Hello, Larry, how are you? Good afternoon to both of you. KC4SKD here. I'll be out of the car here in just a minute, but I just wanted to throw something out. If you get a chance, go to YouTube and search on 707 doing a barrel roll, and that's kind of interesting video to see. I won't tell you about it and spoil it, but anyway, yeah, look at it when you get a chance. KC4SKD.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Larry, or good afternoon. I have seen that, and that is a fact. I don't think he was congratulated too much for that. He got in quite a bit of trouble, if I remember rightly. Go ahead, Dave.
With that one, but the difference between an axial roll and a barrel roll is you can set a cup of coffee on the dash in the airplane when you do an axial roll, and when you get upside down, coffee's going to drain out. With a barrel roll, where you use your rudder, you as when you get upside down, the coffee's going to stay at the bottom of the cup the whole time, through the whole roll. So, and a barrel roll in the air looks very, very different than an axial roll. Axial roll is right down the axis of the fuselage. It's just rolling down the axis of the fuselage, and you're giving it up elevator when you're upside, right side up. You're giving it rudder when you're on the side. You're giving it down elevator when you're upside down. You're giving it rudder when it comes up the other side. So two very different types of rolling with airplanes. So Larry was at an axial roll where the G-forces stay keeping the pilot in the seat, or was it a aileron roll or an axial roll where it's which kind of roll was it?
I don't know. They called it a Shondell maneuver. That's what he called it. The guy's name was Tex Johnson. He was the chief test pilot for Boeing during that time period, and they were in the process of selling 707s, and they had a bunch of potential buyers on board, I think, and he did that role, and they said that the Boeing executives watching on the ground about had a heart attack.
It was an axial roll, Dave.
I've seen that. Now that you mentioned the Boeing executives being there looking at it, I think I remember seeing that. He pulled it out, but he lost a lot of altitude when he did it, right?
And I mentioned that to my cousin that used to fly airplanes in the Air Force, and he didn't know about it. He said, huh. He said, if it did that for me, it'd find himself working for somebody else.
I did. That's from what I read on it, but it's been a lot of years since I read that one. Our nephew flies 787s now. When he was in school down there in Texas, Blackwood or wherever it is, they trained him the T-38 in one time, but they let him do as many actual most good things. With the instructor on board, he done similar.
It's really dangerous.
I double with you, Dave. Go ahead. Yes, sir, you did. Go ahead. Now I'll say what I'm going to say after you get off here.
A barrel roll with a 707 would take a whole lot more power than a 707 will ever develop because of its sheer mass, because of how much it weighs. It takes a ton of, it takes a really light wing loading to do a barrel roll.
I was saying, if I got it here, our nephew that flies 787s now took his training in Texas for the Air Force, and they trained in the T-38, which is a beautiful trainer. And they had one time the instructor let them do, wanted to see how many of the actual rolls they could do in a row and withstand the G-forces and that. And he done seven rolls, Dave, before he crapped out on that, I guess you might say. T-38, it's a twin-engine trainer, normally subsonic, but they let them break the sound barrier one time in training.
They look like, they've got a really long canopy that looks like it's got a mesh, a metal mesh on top of it, right?
I don't know about the metal mesh, but yes, it's very long and sleek and streamlined. It's a beautiful plane. A couple of years ago, there was a squadron of them come in down here in Greenville, and we went back there by the executive airport and got to see them up close. Beautiful jet, but they're replacing them now with a new trainer.
I got to make this my final because I got to get out of the car here for a few minutes. So y'all carry on. I might be back here shortly. KC4SKD. Go ahead, Dave.
This morning, and I hope you have a wonderful rest of your weekend. And, Tom, I'm not too far away from the house, so I don't have very many more transmissions to go before I'm out. But, yeah, you ought to try Wild Aces. It's pretty good. They got some really – I mean, if you like chicken wings, they're messy eating. I don't like stuff that's really, really messy eating, but those wings are pretty good, even though they're messy.
On their Publix at Taylor's, if you call in and tell them when you want them ready, they have spicy wings. And they're just right at the borderline of what Bernice and I like, but they are spicy. And you can order the wing flaps, which is not the part that looks like a leg. It's the other part. or you can just tell them you just want chicken wings, and you'll get both. They are excellent, Dave.
And you get some celery and ranch dressing to go with it. That makes it even better.
Yeah, these are not messy. Not at all. We get a loaf of Italian French bread, and as we leave, the wings are too hot to even bite into. But as we're coming home, we'll eat one or two of them on the way home with a piece of that French bread. Mm-mm, good.
That's like McDonald's fries. If we ever pick up fries to take them home to eat, Amy just cannot help herself. She has to have two or three fries on the way home. And then she'll give me the fries that she's been eating off of on the way home. And then she'll take the other bag of fries.
McDonald's fries. I'm a little afraid of their Big Macs lately because they had that listeria outbreak.
Amy had a Egg McMuffin yesterday, and I had a sausage, egg, and cheese, and we survived it.
I think they said it was in the onions, Dave. So you didn't have any problem there, and I think they got it resolved quickly.
On that, but I didn't take time to dig into it, but I did see where somebody said that was no longer an issue at McDonald's. It was very short-lived, I think is what they said.
Yahoo News here, and it seems that Iran, and they're supplying this to the Hezbollah in Gaza, I guess it is. Pharmaceutical-based agents, or PBAs, essentially weaponized medicines that incapacitate or kill their victims, depending on their exposure. And they're putting fentanyl in them, like in those rocket-propelled grenades and those hand grenades. Fentanyl. That's pretty bad.
I guess there's just no end to what about other people. I would hate to have that as my job. It's just sitting around thinking of ways to destroy other people. I just couldn't do that. Anyway, I'm about to pull in the driveway, Tom. You and Bernice have a wonderful day. Good talking to you. I enjoy talking airplanes. N0TR, W4DJW.
Me too, Dave. Well, you need to get up there to Oshkosh one year. It's the most wonderful show in the world. See, and Whiteman, not Whiteman. The one at the United States Air Force Museum. You can go nuts in there. See you later. W4DJW and 0TR Clip.
Gosh, every single year when I was younger, it hasn't been a long time, but you're right. I need to make a trip. But when Mamie retires, maybe that'll be one of the things to do. N0TR, W4DJW, clear.